Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, oh, welcome to the podcast. It's happening. It's finally here. It's about time, I know. I've been talking about doing this podcast for the last like 8 months, but here I am. I used to have a tiny podcast that I ended up deleting like a year or two ago. That didn't last long, but I'm in a much better space mentally and spiritually to lead a podcast than I was then. So the time has come and I'm finally answering the call to start this podcast. Welcome to the Lift Ministries podcast. I'm so happy you're listening. You're not listening to this on accident. God wants you to hear this on purpose. So yeah, today I just kind of wanted to start off with sharing my testimony and how I came to the place I am right now in my faith. Just to give you guys some background for future episodes, and also so that you guys can feel more intimate in our relationship together through listening to this, so that the things I say you hold more respect for, and the things I say you understand more and see that I really am coming from a place of grace with everything I talk about on this podcast. So, yeah, this podcast is going to look a lot of different ways, a lot of different times. Some days I'm going to be in my bed just like this, and other days I might be outside or in the car. I don't really know exactly what it all entails, but right now I decided to just go lay in my bed because I am so exhausted. I work at a summer camp and kids are really exhausting, but it's great. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I know the kids that drive me insane now, I'm gonna miss a week from now. So I'm not complaining, but I just decided I needed to lay in bed for this. So yeah, I'm just gonna kind of get into my testimony. So I grew up Christian. I grew up in a Christian home and I'm very blessed for that and thankful for that. I was born in Kirksville, Missouri, which is a small little town. And only lived there for 3 years. And then I moved here to St. Louis and I've lived here my whole life, ever since. And I love my house. I always convince my parents to not move because I don't ever want to let go of all the memories I made in this house. But yeah, so I grew up in this house in a Christian household. I went to a private school growing up from preschool all the way to 8th grade. This Christian private school was a Lutheran school. For those of you who don't know what Lutherans believe or what they are, it's just another denomination of Christianity. The big things that I kind of point out to most people are baptism and communion is a little different. They have infant baptisms and they believe that the body and blood is present in communion when you take it. So those are kind of like the major, this is different about the Lutheran faith than probably yours if it's different. So yeah, grew up Lutheran. Very thankful for the faith I was given from when I was very, very young. I've always talked about Jesus to my teammates on my soccer team, to people in the classroom. I just was always very vocal about my faith. I was always a little tiny evangelist from day one. And so I believed in God since ever. I can't give an age that I started believing in God. I probably started believing God when I was a baby before I could talk. But yeah, so I've always believed in God, always loved him and shared him. And so around in middle school, I would say 7th grade, as you grow up, you start learning more about the world. And the more you learn about the world, the more darkness comes over your life. And so my faith wasn't as radiant as it was one as it once was. I kind of shoved my faith to the side a little bit, not totally or completely, but I was more just kind of and routine with my faith, I would say. So I wasn't intentionally listening to sermons, or wasn't intentionally reading the Bible. I wasn't intentionally really doing anything with the Lord other than saying, yeah, I believe in him. And so it wasn't a strong, intimate relationship. And the importance of an intimate relationship with Christ is it's your strength and it's your why to everything you do in life. And so when it's not strong, you fall off and you make a lot of mistakes and your path becomes pretty dark. And it started for me around 6th and 7th grade. I just, with growing up and learning about the world, I think that naturally happens with a lot of people. But I was still in my private school, so I could only do so much bad and I could only experience so much darkness as an individual. But in high school, I went to a public school, and that is where things were brewing. So transitioning from a private school to a public school was pretty interesting. I kind of had a very selfish outlook on it. I was very excited to be the new girl, and I just had this fantasy of being Gabriela Montez from High School Musical and having just the dream new girl life. And so I definitely was very selfish going into it, as I think most would be, but wrongfully so. I was still just very selfishly going into it, and I still played sports. I used to play basketball. I did club basketball. I traveled for basketball. Like, it was very intense. My goal was to play in college. Very just a lot of basketball was my life. So I was a new girl at the public school. Lots of attention, lots of eyes on me. And that just formed a lot of pride in my heart, which kind of started my kickoff of pushing my faith completely off the table. I kind of ended up standing up from the table of Christ, pushing in my chair and walking away, which is just sad. It's a sad thing to now look back on, whereas in the moment I was on cloud nine. I didn't see the anything wrong with it. So yeah, freshman year I got into the party scene. I made a lot of friends that weren't really true friends, but you know, it was about as surface level as friendships get. Just so I could make friends, purely so I could make friends. I completely lost sight of who I was. And so I formed into whoever they wanted the new girl to be so that I would get the attention I wanted and I would make the friends I wanted to make. Fell off pretty hard. But freshman year, I was still joyful, I would say. I still had some light to me. And I got into a relationship. It was my first real relationship. It was about as typical as a high school relationship goes. So was in that relationship second half of freshman year. And then COVID hit. I was freaking out. I remember I was in my living room bawling my eyes out, saying my life was over because we were under quarantine and I wasn't able to see anyone. So I think in a way that was kind of God trying to reel me back in. It wasn't time. It was not time. And then sophomore year hit, and oh my gosh, let me tell you, sophomore year, it was a roller coaster. So me and my boyfriend broke up November or October, something like that, of sophomore year. And because I didn't have Christ in my life, I handled it in the complete opposite way anyone should ever handle a breakup. It was dark. It was very dark. And I grieve that time in my life. Though I had a smile on the outside, on the inside, I was absolutely breaking. And on top of that, I absolutely hated basketball now. Like, the atmosphere was horrible. I was a horrible person, so also I was getting treated horribly. Everything was just completely falling apart, little by little. So this went on and on until May, that next May. So this would have been May of 2021. And so May of 2021, I hadn't come back to Christ yet. I hadn't even thought about him yet. But I knew that I needed to do something because my life was genuinely, like, so bad. Like, I was so dark. I knew I needed to do something, but I didn't know what it was. So though I hadn't been thinking about Christ, Christ was starting to brew something in my heart, saying, hey, turn around, look at me. Hey, turn around, look at me. So I started to try and let go of some things I had been holding on too tight. I knew I needed to let go of those things, but it was a process, and I didn't know what that process was. So May, I was still pretty down bad, but I had first acknowledged, hey, this life that I'm living sucks, and this is not the life I want to live. And in comes Christ, as he always does. So I delete Snapchat. That was one of the first steps I needed to take if I wanted my life to get better. So I deleted Snapchat. So kind of fell off the face of the earth. So no, and I wasn't super active on Instagram at the time. So like nobody, like I just, summer came and Jenna was gone. So nobody really like knew what was going on with me. And then I'm following this random girl on Instagram and I comment on her picture that she posts because I think she's so pretty. And also, mind you, I don't really have any friends right now. So I've commented on her Instagram. She DMs me and she asks if I want to go to church with her that night. And I don't know. Like, it's simply just Jesus that yes came from. No part of me before wanted to go to church. But I said yes to a stranger going to church with her that night, completely off the face of the earth from everyone I'd known. So I go to church with her, and that night I give my life to Christ. Like, fully surrender. I laid everything at the cross. It was all his. And I will never forget that. I don't want to abuse the power that Christ had in my life before that. I don't want to say I never believed in him before that, because I did. Growing up, I would always talk about him. Like, I believed in him. But for the first time in my whole life, I was choosing him. I don't know what the sermon was about. I don't know anything. But what I do know is that there was a song playing at worship. His mercy is more. And I had never, like, also, growing up, I went to a traditional church, so raising hands and moving during songs are just not a thing. So this church I went to this Wednesday night was a non-denomination church, and people were raising their hands and, like, on their knees, and I was like, what's going on? And by the end of the night, His Mercy is More started playing, and I fell on my knees for the first time ever. And I broke down in tears, realizing that his mercy is stronger than anything I have ever done, any darkness I have ever been a part of. And how beautiful that moment was that God let me have. I laid everything at the cross that night. And that was radical. Like, that was so insane, you guys. Like, I felt like this is gonna sound insane, and I'm okay with that. I had my hands out like this, and I felt God hold my hand. Like, I literally, it felt like the Spirit was gripping my hands. Like, I genuinely felt like He was holding my hands, and I felt like His body was around me. Like, I genuinely felt physically that the Lord was holding me. And that is, I will never forget that. Like, that was the best thing God has ever done in my whole life, was turn me around, hold me, and say, yes, you are a sinner. Yes, you are in a dark place, but I have been chasing after you. I have gotten my hands dirty, my face muddy, bruises on my knees just to reach you. And He was holding me, saying that despite all of this, I love you and I forgive you. His mercies are so much more than we could ever fathom. And so that night was kind of the trajectory of everything that was to come. When you first give your life to Christ, it is a black and white thing. It is an overnight thing, but it's also not. There's still a lot of journey left, you know? So though I had given my life to Christ and chose Him that night, it wasn't like I woke up the next day like not liking the boy I shouldn't like anymore, or not going to parties anymore. Like, it doesn't work like that, but He was there. So I was at these parties, and in my heart I knew, okay, I felt the conviction. I knew that the Holy Spirit was telling me no. And so when I chose God, I invited him in to fight the battle for me. Because if I try to fight the battle, if I try to let go of the guy attention, if I try to let go of the party scene, if I try to let go of this and that and the anger and everything that was inside of me, I would lose. I had been losing. But since I chose Christ, Christ got to come in and He started fighting that battle for me, and he won. He won because He rose from the dead. And so I invited Him in. He fought the battle for me. He won that battle. He stripped me of all of the anger and pain. I had completely took that anger and pain away, lifted it off my shoulders. He restored my heart into seeing the beauty in everyone. And so I started grieving for the souls around me that were not saved. And I never thought I would feel that. Like, I never even understood what that meant until then. So God was completely changing my life around this summer. Completely. And I was having friends here and there that he was using to either teach me something or whatever it would have been. Like, God was working that summer. And so I remember going back to school, I was so nervous because I knew last time everyone saw me, I was a completely different person. Like, completely different person. And so I was just so scared of what people would think or say. And I think at first people kind of thought that it was like a joke, like it was a phase. People definitely thought it was a phase. And then the more time went on, people were like, oh my gosh, this isn't a phase. She's actually changed. She's different. And I think a lot of people became even more angry at me than before, because then I looked like a hypocrite, right? Like, it totally makes sense. Like, last time you saw me, I was doing all these things, and now I live for the King. And so I'm fully against the things I used to be doing. So who am I to say that? Like, you know, so totally understand that. But it was really hard. And so then I kind of was living with one foot in one hoop and the other foot in the other. living in the world, but also living for Christ, trying to balance, trying to keep my old friends, trying to make new ones, trying to please everyone, but also please the King. And quickly, the Lord showed me that's not how this works. And he picked up my foot that was in the world and put it in his hoop and said, you're all for me now. And so I went all for him, and I was completely all for him. But yeah, so November, I would say I had completely, like, Christ healed those things. Christ took those things. Christ had done it. But then I became kind of – I've entered a season of shame and guilt, because the heavy weight of the consequences of my sins was heavy on my shoulders. I started seeing the goodness of God more, and through that I started feeling more and more unworthy. And so I was kind of in a season of shame. I was so thankful for what God had done, but I also did not feel worthy of his love and his mercy and his grace. So I was really working on that. I was really trying to dive into the Bible and see my worth. But it was hard. And so the Lord sent me Ben, who is now my boyfriend. One of the best blessings and gifts God has ever given me. So December of 2022 or 2021, December of 2021, I meet Ben. And it was almost like a instant, like, I don't even know how to explain it. I immediately knew when I saw him that I was going to do everything in my power to make sure that boy would never like me. So I meet him in December. I genuinely, like, tried everything I could to not open those doors, because I saw how much of a great guy he was. And I think in my gut, I knew that God was giving me this opportunity, but I was shutting it down. I was saying, no, Lord, I'm not worthy of this gift. So I'm going to make sure with everything in my power that I don't receive this gift from you, because I'm not worthy. And so I did everything I could, but God is stronger than me. And so God won. And eventually Ben and I started talking, and through my relationship with Ben, God showed me that because of Christ, I am worthy. And so God was so cool that through the gift he was giving me, he was healing me. And I am forever grateful. I still am brought to tears thinking about the mercy God has given me. Got in a relationship with Ben, learned so much. Just God shows his grace the best in me and Ben's relationship. And that is so amazing and beautiful. So then junior and senior year, I'm still being refined by Christ, as I am all until my death. And then senior year is wrapping up and I'm getting ready to go to college. And I'm pretty nervous for college, because in my mind, there's nobody in college living the lifestyle I live. And I was kind of preparing myself to step back into my old ways. The Lord had something waiting for me. The Lord had Salt Company waiting for me, had Hill City waiting for me in Springfield. And the very first day I got there, someone from Salt Company came up to me and invited me to a Salt Company event. And that night I saw, wow, I don't ever have to live that life again, because Christ just gave me this community right in front of my eyes, right? He literally just smacked me in the face with it. He was like, this is the community I've had building for you. And that has been so impactful this past year. And so being here at college with Salt Company, I genuinely felt like it was a never-ending can of cut camp. And that was amazing. But also, I learned that you can't just be on fire for Christ every once in a while. Because I was on fire for Christ for like months and months and months. And then March came, and that fire kind of dwindled. and I didn't really feel Christ. I was showing up. I was saying all the right things. I was doing all the right things. But inside my heart and inside my mind, it was not right and it was not clean. And literally just last night, the sermon that I listened to, that church kind of completely put that under the grave, which God will continue to do in those seasons. And I kind of got reminded, like, hey, like, no, like, Christ is still here. Like, I'm done playing church. Because yes, you can be on fire for Christ, but the only thing that's going to keep that fire burning is prayer. And so I'm yearning to just live as a prayer warrior. And that is what I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to completely set in prayer so that my fire can stay aflame, knowing that I'm not having this faith based on feelings, but faith based on the truth, because I can think whatever I want, but whatever the truth says is true. And so therefore, whether I feel like this or not, I'm going to listen anyways. I'm going to follow anyways. And that is where I am now. But God is a God of mercy. God is a God of grace. And that is the God that saved me. And if you hear anything else from this, I want it to be that your sin is not too heavy for God to come and redeem. God is great and God is good. And thank you, Jesus, for saving me, because life is so much better with him than without. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, night, morning, whatever you're doing right now. Literally, I love you guys so much. If you're listening to this, you are loved by the King. The creator of the universe loves you more than anything else in this whole world. So hold on to that. I'll talk to you guys next time. Oh, peace out.